Biden tells DHS Americas to resettle vulnerable Afghans. By Neil Monroe on August 30, 2021. The agency that is helping at least 800,000 migrants to rush over the southern border this year is now getting the extra task of resettling many vulnerable Afghans in Americans' neighborhoods and workplaces. The agency is getting the job because they've proven to be rather expert in dispersing all the economic migrants apprehended at the southern border, said Rob Law, the director of regulatory affairs and policy at the Center for Immigration Studies. They have the apparatus in place to quickly disperse Afghans throughout the country. With no vetting, no accountability, and no regard for the impact on the American communities that they are going to be deposited into, he added. This is all about getting future Democratic voters here. So there's no better agency than one run by Alejandro Mayorkas to do that. Rosemary Jenks, the policy director at Numbers USA, told Breitbart. She added. We've gotten way, way, way past the endangered population of Afghan interpreters and translators. Now it's just basically everyone who wants to get out of Afghanistan. It's unclear that they even know who they're bringing here at this point. Because they're bringing people in, abusing the federal authority to get the bodies here, whether or not they've done the screening. I doubt that there is a limit on his vision. I think he would go for as many as he can get, she added. President Biden has directed the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, to have his department serve as the lead agency coordinating ongoing efforts across the federal government to resettle vulnerable Afghans, including those who worked on behalf of the United States, against the Islamic fundamentalist Taliban force, said an August 30 DHS statement. The statement does not mention how many Afghans are to be imported into Americans' home country. In August, Biden predicted a limit of 65,000, but his deputies have already imported twice as many, and are promising to extract more Afghans in future years. Biden's political allies are pushing for huge numbers, even above 1 million. Mayorkas was born in Cuba, and he and his family were welcomed to the United States in 1960 when Fidel Castro took over Cuba. He is a pro-migration zealot who puts the interests of migrants, of employers, and of investors ahead of Americans, including many millions of poor, drug-addicted, isolated, homeless, or unemployed Americans. Surveys show that almost 80% of Americans are opposed to corporate labor migration and that only about one-third of Americans accept the 1950s Nation of Immigrants demand. But Mayorkas argues that pro-immigrant values are as important as the 1965 law that protects Americans from labor migration. For example, he declared in March, "We will also not waver in our values and our principles as a nation. Our goal is a safe, legal, and orderly immigration system that is based on our bedrock priorities: to keep our borders secure, address the plight of children as the law requires, and enable families to be together. We are both a nation of laws and a nation of immigrants. That is one of our proudest traditions." The August 29 statement includes a message from Mayorkas, saying that migration is the best of who we are. The Department of Homeland Security is prepared to serve as the lead federal agency coordinating efforts across the federal government to welcome vulnerable Afghans to our nation in a way that is consistent with our laws and our values, said Secretary Mayorkas. This mission reflects the best of who we are as a country, and our department is honored by the trust the president has placed in us. The problem is that the agency tasked with homeland security is being run by people who don't take that security mission seriously, said Mark Krikorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies, adding. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas thinks that there is no conflict between the interests of Americans and the interests of Afghans trying to come here. But there clearly is, and he's prioritizing the interests of the foreigners. I don't think he sees it that way. Nobody really sees himself as doing something bad. Since January, Mayorkas's agency has allowed roughly 430,000 migrants across the border and into Americanist communities and workplaces. His focus on welcoming migrants from poor countries has helped roughly 340,000 additional migrants sneak across the border. That inflow includes more than 500,000 lower-wage workers who have helped employers reducing wages for millions of Americans in 2021. Breitbart News reported in July. Median weekly earnings of the nation's 113.6 million full-time wage and salary workers were $990 in the second quarter of 2021, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported today. This was 1.2% lower than a year earlier. The border migration and the Afghan airlift are in addition to the regular inflow of legal migrants into the United States allowed by Congress's immigration law. The legal inflow is expected to reach 730,000 in 2021. Overall, Biden's government is expected to import 1.6 million migrants from poor countries in 2021, or roughly one migrant for every two American births that year. This policy extracts many new workers, consumers, and renters from poor countries for the benefit of U.S. employers, investors, and government agencies, and also to eventually deliver many potential voters to the Democratic Party. This policy of extraction migration damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, and raises their housing costs. More migration also means that coastal investors can hire cheap foreign labor on the coasts instead of investing in heartland jobs or deploying wage-boosting robots. Immigration also shrinks Americans' political clout and wrecks their open-minded, equality-promoting civic culture. Mayorkas' focus on migration reflects the progressives' desire to transform Americans' only homeland into a global home for people from around the world, Law said. It's part of the larger philosophy of the Biden administration that there is no such thing as the United States of America as a sovereign nation, he said, adding, it's all about a combination of economic enhancements on behalf of the world's poor and some form of moralistic erosion of the American identity. That's the number one objective of the administration.